It's Mark Ronson, new from him. It's called The Bike Song with Kyle from The View, who did Same Jeans a couple of years ago. It's 8:49. Let's hear the second part of my interview with Mark Ronson when we got on to how he named the album.
We had that song, Nick and I had written a song called Record Collection. Mm. And just because, you know, coming from like being a DJ for so mm-hmm. long, and I like the idea of having one foot in like rooted in that. And everyone on this album is somebody that I'm a fan of and would be in there, they would be in my record collection. So it made sense to name the album that. It definitely works. You know, Version, I use that because on a lot of Jamaican reggae music, they don't call it the instrumental, the B-side, they call it the version. So that was kind of like the reference there. And then record collection, yeah, it makes sense.
Now, what is all this stuff about the Business International? Are you getting lonely on your own?
I'm getting a little lonely and
or is it a figment of your imagination inside your head, like Florence and the Machine?
Version, I pretty much made it by myself and played all the instruments, except for bringing in the Dap Kings to do the horns and the different vocalists. Whereas for this record, we went in the studio and it was, five of my favourite musicians to play and write with. And we just went in for 2 months and just wrote and wrote and played and wrote. And that the whole thing was such a collaborative effort before we even got to bringing in the singers in there. To call it the album just Mark Ronson would kind of just been like misleading and not true.
Bit rude. Would have been rude.
Rude, and it's much cooler to like feel like you got like a gang or a group or a crew, like, than just being one dude.
If it works, you know? Robbie Williams, you know. It works for everybody.
What's he, Robbie Williams, in the Business International?
No, he's going back to take that because he likes the crew, you know?
He's going to go back to that band?
What? How do you not know this?
Is he crazy? didn't he see what happened the first... No, that's so weird because I asked him to join the Business International and he said he didn't want to join a band for a very long time, and now he's just complete... He's such a liar.
Harsh.
I think it's great that he's gone back to take that. I think the entire world wanted to see that happen.
Yeah, I think, although the video for the Gary and Robbie duet does creep me out slightly.
Is it like Endless Love?
They get a little bit naked. You think at one point they're going to kiss, and you're like, okay, I don't have any problem with two blokes kissing, but Robbie and Gary, that's... You're asking me to believe a whole new thing here.
Is it a new, brand new video?
It is. It's called Shame.
Oh, cool.
Come on, Ronson. Get with the program. You've been in the studio too long, haven't you?
That's definitely a bit true.
So what's next for you after this? Album's out September the 27th?
Yeah, it's out the 27th. And we're just out touring and we've got a great...
You're coming quite close, aren't you? You're coming to Brizzle, as they say.
We're coming to Brizzle, and we've got Kyle and Spank Rock and MNDR and Rose, Eleanor Dougal and Alex Greenwald all on the road, and it's a great band. And then I've also finished a new Duran Duran album, nearly finished, that will be out sometime soon.
So is that how come they make a little fleeting appearance? Is it sort of you scratch my back, I'll scratch yours?
Kind of. Well, like, you know, you spend like every day in the studio for someone for 6 months, and it's like having people on the record is also like a nice memory of them. Or it's kind of like to have spent all that time with Duran working on their record and not have a little, you know, something of them on my record was just a nice way of, yeah, like tying it ribbon. What am I talking about?
I don't know. Tying ribbons. You've lost
origami.
It. You've been in the studio too long.
Yeah.
Go and get some fresh air.
Okay.
Glide FM, on the move with Oxfordshire Carshare.
So that's how it ends, with me scolding Mark Ronson like a mother. It's 8:53, Mary J. Blige coming up after we check the roads.
If you're heading through Whitney this morning, eastbound A40 very slow. That's between the B40 up towards the A44 Woodstock Road for the Wolvercote roundabout. And through Wolvercote itself, also slow on the northern bypass.